Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. It's ski season, but in recent years, rising temperatures have made it harder for resorts in New England to rely on natural snow. Instead, they have to make it themselves. But what's the environmental impact of all that artificial snow? Here to tell us more are Charlie Adams and Maren Warshe from our Possibly team.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Why is artificial snow becoming so popular? It seems like all the slopes near me rely on it.
In a nutshell, rising temperatures have shortened winter seasons, and storms bring rain more often than snow.
By 2050, the U.S. ski season in some areas is expected to be cut in half.
To stay in business, many New England ski resorts depend on artificial snow. The same is true of Europe and even lower elevation resorts in the Rockies.
I didn't realize this was such a widespread problem. But what exactly is artificial snow?
It's typically made with a snow cannon. Water droplets are blown at high pressures into the air where they freeze and fall to the ground as snow.
This allows resorts to blanket their slopes in frozen white stuff, even when snowfall is low.
Seems like you'd need a lot of snow cannons to cover all those resorts.
You bet. Resorts range in size from a couple dozen to a couple thousand skiable acres.
So what's the impact of all that snow creation?
Covering 1 acre with a foot of snow takes around 200,000 gallons of water. And while resorts also rely on natural snowfall, they're still using millions of gallons.
In fact, most of the large East Coast ski resorts use about 250 million gallons of water during a single season.
Not to mention, snowmaking tends to be the largest consumer of energy at a resort.
Is there any way to reduce the amount of energy and water ski resorts need for snowmaking?
Well, some resorts are investing in renewable energy and more efficient snow machines. To learn more, we spoke with Kate Matthews, sustainability coordinator at Sunday River Skiway in Maine.
So last year, we replaced 121 guns with new energy efficient ones, and this will save a significant amount of electricity annually while also providing a better quality product to the guests. So we can power about 3 to 5 of these guns with the same energy required to power one of the older ones.
Since 2000, many of the country's largest resorts have committed to rethink the way they use energy and water. So far, they've reduced their emissions by nearly 130,000 tons of greenhouse gas emissions.
Is that a lot?
It's the equivalent of the yearly carbon emissions of about 8,000 Americans.
But no matter how efficient we make artificial snow production, the days of skiing in New England are numbered.
Wait, there won't be skiing at all? Even with artificial snow?
Snowmaking machines only work if temperatures are well below freezing. Otherwise, they're just blowing water droplets.
And we're getting fewer and fewer nights when it's cold enough to make snow.
New England winters are warming faster than most places. Winters in Providence, Rhode Island are already 4 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than they were in 1970. And in Burlington, Vermont, winters have warmed by 7 degrees.
Ski resorts can invest in more efficient and less water-intensive snowmaking techniques all they want. But in the end, the future of New England skiing looks pretty bleak.
That's unless we take quick and drastic steps to address climate change. It's one of the many local effects of this global problem.
That's a tough forecast, but thanks, Charlie and Maren. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.